For someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
We start today from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 13. Let's go. Consider the work of God, for who can make straight what he has made crooked? Interesting. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. Well, it's there on the screen. Let's go. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. We're discussing today the topic accepting your spouse. We ask sweet Holy Spirit for illumination in Jesus' name. I begin with a prayer which I saw written on a piece of somebody's office several years ago. I understand it was written by a theologian named Reinhold Niebuhr. It says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. To change, the courage to change the things I can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. See, I have come to realize that in life, God has not given you control over everything and everybody. So there are things you can do nothing about. Anyone who tries to control the things that God has not given him or her to control has signed up for frustration. There are things I cannot change. But then there are things I can change. He says, what I need is courage to change them. See, God will never do for you what you can do for yourself or what is hard to do. So I need courage to do the things I can do, to change the things I can change. But then the last part of the prayer is very significant, very important. He says, give me the wisdom to know the difference between the two. When I come across something that I can change, let me know. When I come across something that I cannot change, let me know, so I don't waste my energy and my resources. Discussing specifically with respect to marriage. People change much after marrying. People don't change much after they get married. In terms of their personalities, in terms of their temperaments, in terms of their strengths, in terms of their weaknesses, they can improve, but the core being will not change. The signs show, usually, in some measure, before we get married, but time we are blind to those realities. Because we're in love, okay? And there is chemistry. So we have fantasies and, you know, dreams and wishes. In fact, there's a sense in which the average man or woman superimposes the picture of ideal husband or wife on the person he or she has fallen in love with, to the extent that sometimes we don't recognize their weakness. We just see in them that ideal picture that we've carried around in our hearts for so long. But then before long, as we have seen in many people's cases, reality begins to hit. And then we have a lot of surprises. If you insist on your husband changing before you love him or her, you will have an unhappy husband or wife. Because when you do not accept a person the way he or she is, the message that you communicate to the person is rejection. Rejection. Not accepting a person the way he or she is tells them you are rejecting them. And when a person feels rejected, they are hurt, they are bitter, they are not happy. Okay, even if you succeed in changing your husband or wife, at the end of the day, you will not be happy with what you get. Because the core essence of the person that you fell in love with would be gone. People are happy when they are free to be themselves. Okay? Full relationships when they are free to be themselves. So I just want to mention a few things that we need to accept about our husbands and about our wives. The first one has to do with gender. Accept the masculinity or femininity of your spouse. Masculinity refers to the maleness, male of your husband. Accept the fact that your wife is a woman. Because you know that I'm talking about the ideal situation. Okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29 says, "This also I have found, that God has made man perfect, but man has invented many things. In the bid to improve, innovate, we have invented funny things." So instead of Adam and Eve, now we have Adam and Steve. You understand? Okay? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Peter, the apostle, who was married, said, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Dwell with your wife with understanding. Understand how a woman works, because your wife is a woman. So my encouragement is first to men, accept the fact that your wife is a woman. Okay? Be comfortable with it and allow her to be a woman. The fact that she is a woman suggests she may like to chat a lot. Okay? She may like to talk. There are exceptions. Okay, even if she's a very quiet person who does not like to talk, when you hurt her, she will unleash on you verbal weapons. Okay? Just understand that the way a woman is wired, she needs to talk. Let her talk. And of course, you need to accept the fact that she is wired to go into the details of events and issues. That's how she's wired. Allow her. Don't frustrate her when she's trying to describe the details. I know sometimes it may be tough for you. Try and enjoy it. If you cannot enjoy it, endure it. All right? Let her talk. All the same. Okay? Understand that communicates is different from the way you communicate. Allow the way she thinks is different from the way you think. Allow, as a man, you think logically, step by step. She thinks intuitively. She thinks emotionally. Okay? She, as a man, before you talk, you process things inside. So by the time you talk, you've reasoned it. She thinks while talking. In fact, she needs to talk to think. So don't let it frustrate you. Because I've had many men, Many years ago, I had a man say, women, they think like children. He didn't understand his wife. He was a man without understanding. Obviously, he must have communicated a lot of rejection to his wife. Because by the time you speak, you've already processed steps 1 to 9. And then you give the end result. And she begins to control the subject and she starts from step 1. For a man, it can be frustrating. What are we saying? What are you saying? I'm telling you, look. And it makes it to look like she's not intelligent. Whereas, if you would shut up and allow her to talk, you would find out she would make progress while speaking. She would correct herself. She would go to the right, come back. Go to the left, come back. Check the different options while you are waiting. And the likelihood is she would arrive where you arrive, even go further. If you will keep short and enjoy the difference, all right? Okay? You need to accept the fact that she will like clothes, shoes, and bags. It would be easier for men to accept it if they didn't have to pay for it, you understand? Okay? But you need to understand she has more clothes, bags than you do. It works completely different for women. I know it can be puzzling for a man that after her clothes and shoes and bags take up 3/4 of your wardrobe or 80% of your wardrobe or even 90%, that on Sunday morning she can check through everything. You see her rummaging through. At the end of the day, she'll tell you, I don't even have anything to wear to church. Telling you, that confuse Emma. What are you talking about? Out of all these things, relax, sir. She's not a man, she's a woman. If she walks into church with the same combination that she wore 3 or 4 weeks ago, you may not see it. All the other women will spot it. And the question will be, don't have anything else to wear. That's it. Her own clothes expire faster than yours. You can use the same shoe. You know us men. Black shoe, brown shoe, you are fine. In fact, if you don't have the brown, the black is okay. It fits every color, you know. So for us, that's it. We don't need that many combinations, but the few that we have are expensive. It's the expensiveness that is the real thing, okay? The label and so on. But not so much the variety, but for a woman it's different. And for each shade of color, she's got to get shoes and bags to match. Each shade of color. Blue is not just blue. There are different shades of blue. So instead of getting angry, getting frustrated, calm down. Okay, and enjoy the difference. Watch how you change. So the earlier you accept it, and if I find a way to manage it, the better for you. Okay, there's no point having high blood pressure. Okay, over something that is not likely to change in a long time. Just accept the fact that she is a woman. I think you also need to accept the fact that she will query your love frequently. Query your love for her. She will want to ascertain love her or not on a consistent basis. A man says, I do, on the wedding day. Does. It's a closed case. Okay? I remember the case of the man whose wife took him to court for divorce. And she told the judge, my lord, since the day we got married, this man has never said to me, I love you. He does not love me. I want to divorce him. The judge asked the man said, my lord, all day it is, I told her, I would love her with everything I have. And it's true also that I've never said so again since the day we got married because I have not changed my mind. Okay, so for you as a man, that may work. But for a woman, that doesn't work, sir. That I do on the wedding day expires the following morning. She needs friends. Okay? Maybe it will be helpful for us also to know that when she will ask for that assurance, she won't ask as a man. Because men use words to communicate facts. Women use words to communicate emotions. Okay? So she may just say to you, I know you don't love me. See, this morning you didn't greet me. I know you don't love me. A man will find it very difficult to equate, I didn't say good morning to you. Those are two completely different things. He will take that you don't as a fact. But that's not what she's saying. She knows deep down in her heart that he still loves her. But she needs to hear because she's not feeling loved. So what's the solution? Usually what a man will do is to defend himself. What kind of an accusation is that? See, it's easy while you are hearing this message, especially to the man, that's the person I'm talking to. It's very easy. You need to get copies of this message. Put one in your car. Put one by your bedside. Put one in your laptop. Put one in your office to play. You need to download it on your iPod to remind yourself, because when those things begin to happen, she begins to do those things again, before you realize, some people here will be angry. So you need to remind yourself, I have books near my bed, because you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. You need to accept the fact that it will take her a longer time to get ready for chore than it will take you. Accept it. Oh, what's all this nonsense? Now you're going to make me to be late. I'll just leave you. Instead of throwing tantrums, try and manage it. Because it will take her a longer time. Do you put mascara on your face? Do you understand what it's like? If she shows up outside with anything, other ladies will think something was wrong with her. Do you use Yeti? I know some men do these days, but generally most people don't. Do you put eyelash? Do you tie gele? I say, you think it's easy to tie that thing? It's not easy. Sometimes you tie it like this, by the time you look in the mirror. Hey, you have to remove it and tie it again. I remember somebody that I saw, it was a Sunday. I was coming to church. I don't know if she watched or not, but she recognized me. She was trying to wave at me. At the same time, she was trying to hold. A man must accept the fact that your wife may not be as about sex as you are. Just accept it. It's the wiring. You see, all those things that you watch in the movies deceive you. The people you are watching the movie, they are paid to do what they are doing. Okay? Where you see a lady, approach a man, propose sex, push the man down on the bed, jump on him and do all that. When you marry. Because, it's those images that we use to construct our minds about marriage and all of that. You will be surprised. It doesn't work like that. For a man, we're visually stimulated. All you need to see is just your wife undressing, ready, 3 or 5 minutes. It doesn't work like that for a woman. It does not, I'm telling you. So she may not initiate sex. And for men, sometimes that's, when you now even do the initiating, then she's saying she's tired, she has headache, she has backache, she has body ache, she has leg ache. Okay? But it does not mean that she is not as interested as you are as a man. It's just that it works differently for her. It involves her emotions. She gets more easily fatigued than you are. Peter the Apostle said she has a weaker physical frame. Okay? So she gets fatigued. When she's tired, she's tired. Secondly, she's not stimulated like a man. She's stimulated. If you like, undress. No show. It won't make any difference. Especially remember to send text messages during the day. You didn't say I love you. You didn't buy any gift. Nothing. You didn't remember how through the day.
you were out running from Apapa to Ajegunle, from Ajegunle to Kirikiri, running, even though those places are not far from themselves. You're running all over the place, trying to clear something from Tinkan Island. Clear this one. From there, you ran to Victoria Island. And that's all you were doing during the day, anything. Now you show up in the night, and you want action. You don't know the banking rules. That before you make withdrawal, you need to make deposit. Telling you, some men don't understand why their checks bounce every night. It'll be frustrating. Okay, so generally, let your wife be. Let her be a woman. I'll say also to the lady, let your husband be a man. That he is different. I just accept the fact that he may not be interested in details all the time. So you need to read the mood. Sometimes summarize. Because men are generally headliners. You ask him, how was your day? He gives you a summary. Okay? So sometimes he needs summaries. And some other times you can give the full details. And you need to be sensitive to that. Also, appreciate the fact that your husband is likely to like competitive sports. Because he is designed for competition. For winning, for achieving. That's why we like competitive sports. Football. Okay? Wrestling. Okay? Allow him. Of course, we do not expect him also to now indulge in those things to the extent that he now neglects his marriage and neglects his wife. But at least give some space, give some room for him to be who he is. It's just his design. Well, don't give yourself high blood pressure when he drives on the road. Okay? You can make your suggestions or proposals, but don't give yourself high blood pressure. Because men are wired differently. Men have special ability. If a man is driving a car, the car ahead of him increases speed or decreases it. The average man has the ability to detect it. It's just the wiring of the brain. Okay? They have special ability. It's very threatening for a woman, for a man. That's why he will tell you, I know what I'm doing. It's like he's racing too fast behind another car. And he unconsciously wants to overtake all the cars on the road. Just mention it once and leave it. Okay? Just understand, it's just wiring. He doesn't like people overtaking him. He is competitive in nature. Okay? Yeah. Sometimes when we're driving like that, Pastor Nickel reminds me, slow down. Let's enjoy the trip. Enjoy the drive. Have you observed? And someone, and he's going at his own pace. When you pull up behind him to overtake him, he wakes up. And then fires. Check the driver. It's likely to be a man. He was going on his own before. He was not competing with anybody. Just the fact that somebody was about to overtake him makes it. So I really, at first I didn't quite understand or appreciate it. But eventually I got to appreciate. When we drive together, it's a time to talk. Okay? It's a time to fellowship. It's intimacy. Enjoy it. Okay? But at first I didn't understand it. Driving on third mainland. Then she says, slow down, let's enjoy the trip. I used to ask myself, how else would we enjoy the trip? If I don't overtake these cars, their engine capacity is smaller than my own. I will now be driving on the road and I will be overtaking this one. Is that enjoyment? For a man, show the power, you understand? As a woman, you need to appreciate that your husband has an ego. It's designed by God. It's not meant to dominate you. It's meant for achieving divine purpose. Manage that ego. Don't hurt it. Don't try to run it. Make him feel small. Make him feel like a hero. Because at the end of the day, he can use that ego to hurt you. Appreciate also, husband is likely to like food more than you. Those who said that the way into a man's heart is his stomach. There's a reason why they said so. The way a man's metabolism works is different from that of a woman. That's the point. Men burn calories faster than women because we're physically more active. So when a man says, I'm hungry, he is hungry. No other subject is as important as eating food at that time. The way he feels his hunger pangs may be different from yours. It's like there's war in his stomach. It's different from different men, but I'll tell you, it's important to take care of that. And then appreciate that him alone when he is stressed. It's like a rubber band. And that so he wants to process things. When he's over, he wants to process things, and he most of the time likes to process things within. If you give him just some little space, threatening, it may seem like he doesn't love you, doesn't want to share his deepest secrets with you, but if you just give him some little space, he will come bouncing back, okay, towards you. Accept the masculinity or femininity of your spouse. Let me just mention a few more that we can research. Accept the temperament of your spouse. Accept the temperament of your spouse. Usually, somebody who has an assertive, outgoing, extroverted personality will marry somebody who has a cool personality, an introverted personality, usually. Unfortunately, while each temperament has its strengths, it also has weaknesses. And it's when we get married and get really, really close, up close, that we begin to suffer the consequences of those weaknesses. Your outgoing, friendly, lovely husband, okay, can crack jokes till you break your ribs, may not be very organized. May not be as organized as you. You, everything is perfect. When you come back from work, if they move something 1 inch on your table, you know, on your dressing table, you will know. So when you marry a husband who, when he comes in, the first thing he wants to do is crack jokes, jollificate, be happy. So where he puts the shoe, where he puts his socks, is not as important at that time as being happy about us seeing ourselves, hugging ourselves, and discussing what happened during the day. Now, meanwhile, while he's trying to do that, you may become hungry. Because every day, that's how you pick his shoes from under the chair. The tie is on the dining table. Beef, you don't even know that sometimes. Every day, after some time, you get tired. Okay? Listen. He's just different. That's all. Accept him like that. You know, there's something we say in Yoruba, Ben Thierry. That's how yours is. You just accept. What do you want to do about it? The next 50 years, you'll have to live with that. So, realize that you are there to compliment your spouse. Why you are even there. So, organize it. I know it can, but trying to change the person to become as organized as you, forget it. With time, he will improve or she will improve. But that you'll be as organized as you. And it's only when everything is perfectly done like that you'll be happy. You have postponed. Quickly take that out of the way so that you can carry on with your life. I've seen collect assertive, goal-oriented, married to phlegmatic women. Calm, easygoing. Take life easy. No rush. Live and let live. And they get frustrated. Those men get frustrated. You need to do something. There's school fees to pay, house rent, everything. Do business, start a business. Go. Can't you see? So-and-so, the Mrs. So-and-so you are talking about, Eric, goal-oriented, assertive, achiever. Why didn't you marry her? So when you marry her, you too, you are aggressive, assertive, goal-oriented. She too, she's aggressive, assertive, goal-oriented. You, today, you've gone to Johannesburg. South Africa for meeting, she to Hong Kong for conference, and see whether you will enjoy it.
All that.
You pick somebody who is balance you in play. There's no point comparing your deals. Accept the temperament of your spouse. There are things you cannot change. And then next, accept the physical looks of your spouse. I guess somebody's wondering, oh, that shouldn't be any problem. He must have been handsome to you before you married him. She must have fooled to you before you married her. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that with time, there are changes. After the first baby, the second baby, the third baby, the fourth baby. And then you have what you call baby fat. It's not a woman's fault. You're just there. Okay? So you have to plan for that too. And as your husband is changing with age, accept the person. There's no point complaining. Didn't you know you grow old? Accept the if you think that some of the changes are to give encouragement. But there's no point complaining and criticizing. It's not going to achieve anything. Okay? Accept the physical looks of your spouse. But I may suggest this also. You that they are accepting, try and maintain good looks as you are aging. Don't grow ugly. You understand? Mm-hmm. Finally, accept the weaknesses of your spouse. Accept the weaknesses of your spouse. Nobody is perfect. Don't frustrate yourself. That picture of the ideal man that you had in your mind before you got married, or the ideal woman that you had in your mind before you got married, it's a mirage. It's a fantasy. It's not realistic. You are not perfect. Why should you expect your husband or wife to be perfect? The weakness is part of the deal. Accept it. And in fact, compliment him or her in that area. Help or assist him or her in that area. Accept it. Your wife forgets things easily, or your husband forgets things easily. Accept it. So you be the one to fill in the gaps. Be the one to help. In fact, organize to give him or her reminders, regular reminders, okay? Oh, he or she is not very neat. That's okay. All right? Compliment in that area. All right? Compliment that area. But don't get frustrated or hung up. There's nothing you're going to do. Once it's a bent, it's a bent. The best you can do about it is pray. I will suggest, therefore, take time to pray. I know it's not easy to bear with people's weaknesses. It can frustrate us. You can have it up to here. When you get to that point where you feel your own resources are exhausted, talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask him for help. So he gives us the grace to bear, to tolerate, to be kind, to be humble, to exercise self-discipline. Instead of throwing tantrums and breaking the TV and things around and losing control of our temper, he gives us peace. Romans 5:5 says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Move beyond the level of human love. Get the God kind of love. Get the God kind of love. It's unconditional. When you learn to pray, he pours that love in your heart. And then more importantly, pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. The Holy Spirit will help you to maintain the correct perspective to your husband or wife. I tell you sometimes with marriage, and it's actually rampant. It happens a lot of time. Within a few years of getting married, your perception of the person you married changes. That's why some people, in fact, conclude their wife is a witch. Some, their husbands are crazy. But that's the man you were in love with. Circumstances have changed our perspective. So when we spend time praying in God's presence, he is able to wash away all those additions that the devil made, which are actually not correct about the other person. He gives us the correct perspective and the capacity to love. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, peace upon every home, grace upon every home, to break beyond every limitation, I declare in Jesus' name, the cloud of darkness lifts over every family. We receive God's sunshine. We receive hope. We receive faith. We receive victory over principalities and power. Declaring, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment is condemned. Wherever there has been strife, we prophesy peace. We receive grace today for every husband, every wife, to restore love, to restore faith in our spouses. We receive courage for us to change those things in our lives that we can change, so our marriage can move forward. Above all, we receive forgiveness, grace to overlook hurts, grace to overlook each other's weaknesses. In the name of Christ, I prophesy the restoration of joy where it has been lost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We prophesy the restoration of intimacy, the restoration of affection where it has been lost, in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever blessings Satan stole from us because we were not happy, because of disagreement, we prophesy a restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, now I'd like to say a quick prayer for somebody here, that honest person who is saying, Pastor Sam, please pray with me that God should forgive my sins. My lifestyle is not right with God. I'll tell you this, people are going through difficult times in their home. With God's help, you can have a beautiful experience. If you want us to pray together, because it's sin really that keeps God from being able to help us. You're the honest person who will say, Pastor, my lifestyle is not right with God. I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me my sins. I want you to just put your hand on your heart where you are. See, all of us were born sinners. Not something to be ashamed of. Everybody was this. I was born a sinner. Someday I had a message like Paul, read to have God come into my heart. Just put your hand on your heart if you know you should be part of the prayer, and we'll pray together. Perhaps somebody is saying, I've said this prayer before. I'm a Christian, but I have backslidden into sin. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Can you please also put your hand on your heart as we pray together? Your decision determines your own destiny. Ultimately, you are responsible for your destiny. One day you will stand before God to give an account of the life you lived. And that day, you will say what you did after hearing a message like this. If your hand is on your heart for this prayer, can you please stand by your chair and let's pray quickly. Just about 1 minute and we'll be done, but your life will never remain the same. Can you please stand? God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Can you please stand? You didn't come to the service today by accident. It was God who brought you. He wants to open a new chapter in your life. Since I said this prayer several years ago, I have regretted once doing so. My life has changed. I see life in a better way, and God has helped me. That God will help you. If you're standing, please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. We thank you, mighty God, for everyone standing. We ask that your power should touch them, destroy the nature of hearts. We thank you for this miracle of transformation in Jesus' name.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. For additional information, call 01793-7415 or 01815-1435 or email us at contactus@daystarng.org.
Join us for any of our 4 services at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. at plot A3C, Ikosi Road, Oregon, Lagos, Nigeria. You could also visit our website at www.daystarng.org.
Or watch the church service at www.daystarng.tv. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed.